random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artists. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And welcome to the podcast. And today we're continuing the things you should give up to be a successful artist. Last time we went over giving up on the not enough, feeling not enough. And this week we're going to talk about giving up comparisons. Here's the thing about comparisons. You're always going to be better at some things than other people are and worse at other things. Dwelling on either isn't going to get you anywhere.
No, in fact, it really sucks.
Yeah, it does. And the thing about comparisons that really, really stifled me, especially in the beginning, you know, we have so much access to the internet and you're able to see everybody's art and you can easily go out and compare your work to somebody else's and either say, oh my God, their stuff is better, or man, my stuff is way more better than theirs. And what's interesting about that is I always have to wonder, what is the criteria of better? What is it that makes one work of art better than the other? You could ask 20 different people and chances are that you'll get 20 different answers.
Yeah, it's really kind of relative depending on your current lens that you're looking through.
Yeah, I totally agree. Art is very subjective. Art is relative. So the idea of being able to say that one piece of art is better than another piece of art is kind of ridiculous in my mind. I remember back in the day when I was very insecure and I wasn't even showing my art out in the public because I was constantly comparing myself to the work of other artists and just basically judging my work and thinking that it was not good enough. A lot of the work that I was comparing myself with wasn't even similar to the work. It was like different styles or different techniques. But just the fact that that artist had some
notoriety.
Just because that artist had some notoriety, I was comparing my work to their work and thinking that my art sucked compared to their art. And on the flip side to that, if I saw anybody's art that I considered was worse than mine, then I would feel better about my art. And so you're constantly on this roller coaster of emotions because you're constantly comparing yourself, and your feelings about yourself and your art are more based on whether or not your art is better or worse than somebody else's. And that's horrible.
And totally irrelevant. I think it's like this battle between your conscious self and your animal brain, your mammal brain, the comparative nature, survival of the fittest.
Your monkey brain?
Your monkey brain is like, I gotta be better than the other monkeys or evolution will phase me out. Yeah, it's totally unhelpful because even if you judge your work to be better than someone else's, then if they have something that you want, some kind of notoriety, or they get into a show you were trying to get into, then you're still resentful.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the problem, is that that comparison could breed resentment. And then you're just a resentful artist out there that's tortured by the idea that the man is getting in the way, or these people only became famous because they knew somebody, or coming up with all the conspiracy theories that come along with comparing yourself to another artist. I know I had gone through that with a particular artist here in Pensacola where they didn't do anything to me, but for some reason, just their fame caused me to get upset, which is ridiculous. You know, now I'm like really happy for this person and I will totally support them. But back in the day, I was upset.
I think it's so hardwired into us to make comparisons between things that it's really just a matter of stopping yourself when you do catch it, to whatever degree that you're doing it, and remind yourself that you don't have to do that.
Yeah, with this particular person, I had to do that because any time that I found myself just criticizing them or, you know, their success, and I would realize it in that moment that sometimes my body would start shaking, that I would just get really, really upset and really discouraged in what possibilities I had in my art career. Instead of looking at their success and saying, well, if they could do it, then I could do it too. Totally different mindset, totally different feeling attached to it.
I think it's helpful too to remind yourself, if you're looking at someone and you're like, they have it all, that they're just a human who's trying to figure it out too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We're all just a bunch of humans trying to figure it out. Nobody's got any answers. You guys are listening to me on this podcast, but I don't have all the answers. I'm figuring things out as I go, and I'm figuring things out about my life. We are figuring things out about our life and sharing that with you. And if it could help you, awesome. But this is still what we've experienced in our life. The other thing about comparisons is that it could stifle your creativity as an artist, especially as an emerging artist, to compare yourself to someone who's been doing that for like 20 years, 10 years. This person that I have been comparing myself with, I had just started and they had been, you know, they had had an art career for about 15 years. And so I was comparing my, where I was in my career to where they were. And that's ridiculous. Flip side to that, it could stunt your growth if you compare your work to someone who is just starting out. If you're like, oh, my stuff is way better than them, because you should constantly be challenging yourself. If you are not challenging yourself in your art career, then you're not doing yourself any favors. If you are comparing your work to someone who maybe isn't as skilled as you are yet and saying, I am so much better, then you really are not doing yourself any favors. And if you're comparing your work to somebody who is extremely skilled and has been doing it for a long time and putting yourself down, then you're not doing yourself any favors either. If you are going to do that, if you are going to look at other people's work, find inspiration in their work. Don't put them down. Don't put them on a pedestal. They're just people that have been doing this maybe longer or for less time than you. What I would suggest is, instead of focusing on how you stack up next to someone else, invest the energy into comparing your recent work with the work that you made maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, or 5 years ago.
Yeah, so measure your growth, if you will.
The only comparison that you should be making is you with yourself. And that's it. Find your growth. Push the boundaries, keep moving forward, and that way when you take a look back, you'll still have a great appreciation for the amazing work that you created back then, but you'll also have a great appreciation for the growth that you've experienced.
So in other words, celebration, not stink eye.
Yeah, exactly. Celebration and not stink eye.
Celebrate other people's skills and talents and successes, and then celebrate your own skills and talents and success.
Exactly. Absolutely agree. And that's it. That's it for giving up comparisons. Next podcast, things you should give up to be a successful artist. We're going to talk about making up excuses. Hopefully you guys got something out of this. And thank you so much for listening, you guys. We totally adore you. And we'll talk to you next time. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day.
Adios. Total awesomeness.